Hiranohoshi 232. The well-being of mankind, its peace and security, are unattainable unless and until its unity is firmly established. Once upon a time in Okinawa, there were five little children. The mother was American and the father was Japanese. The little children were new to Okinawa as they'd just come from living in Guam the year before. One day, little Anisa, the youngest, came home from kindergarten with a picture for Mother's Day. She proudly showed the picture to Mother while the family was sitting around the table watching Mother cut apples for an apple pie she was making. "Look, Mommy, I drew you." Mother looked at the picture and smiled. Mona laughed. "Silly Anisa. Mother doesn't have black hair and black eyes. She has light brown hair and blue eyes. Who is that?" Anisa frowned and looked like she was going to cry. "The teacher told us to use the black crayon for the hair and eyes, so I did." Shala looked at the picture thoughtfully and said, "Mommy, why can't you look like the other mommies? All my friends' mothers look like that picture. How come you have to be so different? I want you to look like everyone else." Ozma, who was the second oldest, said, "Yeah, I kind of know how they feel. It kind of embarrasses me when you come to school on Parents' Day. You stick out so much and you speak English to me. It sounds like you're showing off." Mother was feeling a little sad hearing her children talk like this. "Well, what if I am careful and only speak Japanese to you in public?" Mother asked. "No," put in Riaz. "'Cause your Japanese is funny and wrong. Just don't speak. That would be great." That made Mother laugh because she knew her Japanese wasn't that good. "Well, my dear children, this is a lesson to be learned here. It doesn't make me feel bad that I'm different. Where I come from, lots of people look like me. And I know it's okay to look and talk like me. The world is full of different kinds of people. We are all alike in some ways, and we are all different in some ways. Never let anyone make you feel bad that you're different. The only thing that is important is how we act, how we treat other people, how kind and gentle and loving we are. And when you look at other people, forget about what your eyes are seeing. Think about what your heart is seeing. See them beautiful, like we all want to be seen." Mother took the picture that Anisa had drawn and put it on the refrigerator. But Anisa ran and got some crayons and drew another picture, this time with brown hair and big blue eyes. She gave it to Mother and said, "Here, Mommy, this is really you, and I'm glad that it is." The other children laughed and each gave Mother a big hug.